Local SEO for contractors. Why you're invisible for service and city searches. A contractor in one of the busiest home service markets posted something in the r/Google My Business community that stopped a lot of people in their tracks. His business appeared on Google when he searched it by name, but when he typed in the service and the city, he saw page after page of competitors. His own listing was nowhere. Verified profile, 4 5-star reviews, real business. Still invisible for the searches that actually bring in new customers. If you run an HVAC, plumbing, electrical, or roofing company, that story probably sounds familiar. You know your business is on Google. You have a few good reviews. But when a homeowner types, "Emergency HVAC Repair Austin," or "Plumber Near Me Oak Park," and you do not appear, the phone does not ring, and you never even know you missed the call. The community response to that contractor's post was blunt. Verified and reviewed does not mean visible. Being on Google and being found by new customers for a specific service in a specific place are two completely different things, and most contractors do not know that gap exists until they start looking for it. This post is the plain English explanation of why that gap happens and the concrete steps that close it. No agency jargon, no promises. Just what Google actually uses to decide who shows up and what you can do about each of it. Branded searches versus discovery searches. When someone types your exact business name into Google, that is a branded search. You almost always show up for those because Google can directly match the query to your profile. But branded searches come from people who already know you exist. They do not bring you new customers. Discovery searches are where the new customers come from. A homeowner types, "water heater repair," or "electrician near me," or "roofing contractor Columbus," and Google has to decide which businesses to show. According to a Bright Local analysis of Google business profile data, around 84% of total profile views come from discovery searches, not branded ones. For plumbing and HVAC businesses in particular, that proportion is even higher, above 90%, because homeowners rarely know a specific company name before they need help. They search for the service first and build a shortlist from what Google shows them. If you are only showing up in branded searches, you are invisible to the homeowners who have never heard of you. And those are the only ones who can grow your business. How Google decides who shows up. The three factors in plain English. Google's own documentation describes three factors it uses to rank local results. Understanding them in plain terms tells you exactly where to focus. Relevance. How well your Google business profile matches what the homeowner searched for. This is the factor most directly in your control. Google uses your primary category, your services list, the words on your website, and the content of your reviews to judge whether your business is the right answer for that search. Distance. How far your business location, or service area, is from where the homeowner is searching. For service area businesses without a storefront, this gets more complicated, because Google cannot pin you to an exact spot. You rely more on your other two factors. Prominence. How well known and trusted Google thinks your business is. This includes the number and quality of your reviews, mentions of your business on other websites, and how long your profile has been active and complete. Here is the key insight. The contractor in that community post had 4 5-star reviews. That is a real prominent signal. But if his profile was missing services, his website did not name the service and city, and he had set up no service area, Google had almost no relevant signals to show him for discovery searches. Good reviews alone do not compensate for a profile that is unclear about what you do and where you do it. Why verified and reviewed is not enough. Verifying your Google business profile tells Google you exist and that you are the real business behind the listing. That is the minimum floor, not a ranking advantage. Many contractors stop there and wonder why nothing changes. Reviews matter, and they matter a lot, but they work together with relevance and service area setup, not instead of them. The community advice in that thread was direct. Even a verified profile with good reviews will not show up for service and city searches if Google cannot clearly tell what service you offer, what area you cover, and that your website backs up what your profile says. Reviews that come in all at once can also get filtered by Google's spam detection systems, which is one reason a slow, steady cadence of reviews is more durable than a sprint. The gap between showing up when searched by name and showing up for the service searches that grow the business is mostly a relevance and setup gap, not a reputation gap. That is actually good news, because relevance and setup are things you can fix this week. The concrete fixes, what to do and in what order. Work through these in order. The first three are the highest leverage changes for contractors who are showing up in branded searches but invisible in discovery ones. Claim and fully verify your Google Business profile if you have not already. Go to business.google.com and complete the verification process. An unverified profile can be removed by Google at any time and will never compete in the local pack. Set your primary category precisely. This is the single most important relevant signal on your profile. HVAC contractor outperforms contractor for HVAC searches. Plumber outperforms home services. Pick the most specific category that fits your main business and add secondary categories for any major additional services. Set up your service area correctly. If you work across a region but do not have a physical storefront, set yourself up as a service area business. Add the cities, counties, or zip codes you actually serve. Google advises keeping your service area within roughly 2 hours of your base location. Too broad, and Google treats the whole setup as unreliable. Name the service and the city on both your profile and your website. Google cross-checks your GBP against your website for relevant signals. Your homepage should clearly state what you do and where. Your services pages, if you have them, should name the specific service and city combinations you want to rank for. HVAC repair in Denver, or emergency plumber in Naperville. This is not keyword stuffing. It is giving Google the information it needs to match you to the right searches. Build NAP consistency across every directory. Your business name, address, or service area, and phone number should be identical everywhere they appear. Your website, Google, Yelp, Facebook, Angie, HomeAdvisor, local chamber directories, and any trade association pages. Even small variations like ST versus Street or a different phone number on an old listing can split Google's confidence about whether all those mentions describe the same real business. Build a steady review cadence with reviews that mention the service and city. Ask your customers for a Google review after every job. As a prompt, try, "If you have 2 minutes, a Google review of your experience with the service type really helps us." Customers who naturally describe what you did and where they are located create the most useful reviews for local SEO. Never write reviews yourself or offer incentives, which violates Google's policies. Why the service and city naming matters so much. When a homeowner searches for Furnace Repair Chicago, Google scans your profile and your website looking for evidence that you offer furnace repair in Chicago. If your profile only lists your business name, phone number, and a generic description, and your website only has a homepage that says Trusted Contractor Serving the Area, Google has very little to go on. A competitor who has a service page titled Furnace Repair in Chicago and a GBP that lists HVAC contractor as the primary category, with Chicago named in the service area, has a clear advantage, even if your reviews are stronger. This is the specific mechanism behind the visibility gap most contractors describe. The fix is not exotic. It is naming what you do and where you do it, in plain language, in every place a homeowner or a search engine might look. That means your GBP description, your services list, your website's page titles, and ideally a short paragraph on your homepage that reads something like, "Emergency HVAC installation and repair for homeowners across the greater Indianapolis area." If you serve multiple cities, a separate service page for each major city is worth building over time. Each page gives Google a clear, specific relevant signal for that location, and homeowners searching for help in that city are more likely to find you. Reviews that help your local ranking versus reviews that do not. Not every review moves the needle the same way. A 5-star review that says, "Great service," tells Google and homeowners very little. A 5-star review that says, "Replaced the water heater in our Evanston home in under 2 hours, explained exactly what failed, and left the utility room clean," is packed with relevant signals. The service, the location, the quality, the specifics. You cannot tell customers what to write, and you should never offer anything in exchange for a review. But you can send a prompt that naturally leads to a specific answer. Instead of, "Please leave us a review," try, "If you have a minute, we would love to hear about your experience with the specific service from your perspective." Specific prompts lead to specific reviews, and specific reviews are what wins future jobs and local ranking. Consistency over time also matters more than volume in a single push. According to Local Falcon's analysis of 50 million search results, even at the low end of competition, an HVAC contractor needs around 25 reviews to be in contention for the local pack at all. For plumbers in many markets, the bar is higher. But beyond the minimum threshold, steady and recent beats a big one-time sprint. A local profile that collects 5 reviews a month for a year outperforms one that collected 60 reviews in a week and then stopped. For more on building a review system that compounds over time, see our guide on how to get Google reviews that win jobs for contractors. Where most contractors fall short, consistency over time. Here is the honest part that most local SEO guides skip. Every step above is real and it works. But local SEO is not a one-time setup task. It is an ongoing maintenance job that runs every week, quietly in the background, while you are on the roof or under the sink. Your Google business profile needs to stay active. Google rewards profiles that post updates, add new photos, respond to reviews promptly, and stay current with accurate hours and service information. A profile that was set up well 2 years ago and untouched since will drift in rankings against a competitor who is actively tending theirs. Your citations need to stay consistent as your business changes. If you get a new phone number, move, or expand your service area, every directory listing needs to be updated. Mismatches between your GBP and your website or old directory listings create the kind of confusion that hurts your relevance and distance signals. And reviews need to keep coming in. There is no finish line on review collection. A profile that stops collecting new reviews 6 months ago is sliding against competitors who are collecting them today, even if your historical rating is better. This is the part that most contractors know they should do and genuinely do not have time to do while running a real business. The trade forums are full of owners who have set up their GBP, asked for a few reviews, and then let it drift because the jobs keep coming and the marketing falls behind. That drift is exactly when the competitor down the street, who is a little more consistent, starts showing up ahead of you for the searches that matter. The gap we built our products to close. The digital positioning playbook is where to start if you want to get this right once without guessing. It runs a live scan of your real website, scores the 6 things Google and homeowners judge when they find you, and gives you a step-by-step plan tuned to your trade. You will see exactly where your relevant signals are thin, where your service area setup is costing you visibility, and what to fix first. One afternoon, $27, and the diagnosis is done. Keeping it consistent after that, the weekly profile activity, the steady review cadence, the content that signals relevance across your service area, is the ongoing part that eats most contractors' time. That is what Growth Autopilot handles. It runs a live scan of your real website and your competitors each week, finds where you are losing the visibility comparison, and drafts the posts, profile updates, and review requests that keep you active and relevant in Google's eyes. You approve everything. Nothing goes out without your review. The Marketing Command Center inside Growth Autopilot also gives you a live visibility score for your site, so you can see the score move as your local presence improves, instead of guessing whether the work is paying off. That is the honest loop. Do the work, see the score, adjust. For the bigger picture on getting AI tools to surface your business too, see our guide on how to get your home service business found by AI search. The bottom line. If you are showing up when homeowners search your name and disappearing when they search for your service and city, the gap is almost never about your reviews or your reputation. It is about relevance signals. Google needs to clearly understand what you do, where you do it, and that your website agrees with what your profile says. Getting that clarity in place is the specific work that moves you from invisible to visible for the searches that actually build the business. Verified is the floor. Clear, consistent, and active is what wins the map pack.